Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Meeting Ike series for children. This is a Blog Talk Radio show for children, and it is about all things that are holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual. Today's show, That Funny Little Thing Called Love, is all about everything with love. And what is love? Do you know why? Do you know why when we feel mad, we feel sad, scared, happy, and love, that we feel emotions from all over inside of our bodies? Do you know if your feelings come from your heart or the thoughts from your mind? Which is more powerful, your heart or your mind? Can we change the way things are going in our day, our week, our life with our thoughts and our feelings? Can our feelings make us feel sick? Can our feelings make us feel full of energy and feel healthy? Does saying hurt more than just somebody's feelings? Does love really conquer all? During this Valentine's Day show, we're going to discuss about how the heart plays a much bigger role in our lives than just pump blood through our bodies. This Blog Talk Radio show is for children and the young at heart. Now, during today's show, listeners can call in with their questions. Call in to chat with me. And I'm going to give you that phone number right now. The phone number to call in is 619-924-0837. I'll give you that number again. And that phone number is 619-924-0837. Now, this is my second show. I just had my first one on Saturday, and the first show I didn't have callers calling in, so this is new for me. So hopefully if you call in, I'll get it right so I can get you on there and we can chat a bit, and I can answer any questions that you might have or if you just wanted to call in to say hi. So let's start off with a couple of things about the heart. There are a few things about the heart. One is it's an organ in the body, right in the middle of our chest there. And you can feel, you put your hand over that right in the center of your chest. Thing about your heart is that it has to do with your feelings and your emotions, how you feel. When someone says hi to you, gives you a hug, and if somebody is yelling at you or something sad happens or somebody makes you angry, all of that comes from your heart. Now, how you want to react to it, we're going to find out where that comes from in a little bit here. Do you think it comes from your heart? Maybe, maybe not. Another thing about the heart, if you're familiar at all with, if you know about the chakra energy centers of the body, the heart chakra is the fourth chakra. It's right there in the middle of your chest by your heart, but it's just above your heart. Now, you would think that the color of your heart chakra would be red or pink, right? That's what I would think, right? And I learned long ago, I learned that the heart chakra is actually a green color. Surprised? Were you surprised just as surprised as I was? Now, who would have thought the heart chakra would be green? Green is a good healing color. And there is Sanskrit. It's another language. And in their language, chakra means unstuck or unhurt. Which you would think, well, gee, if I get hurt, someone hurts my feelings, I feel it in my heart. So why do they call it unstuck? Why do they call it unhurt? That's a good question. And the answer, from what I believe, the way I see it, is that every time and any time that you do think anything, you feel anything, you say anything, anything that you do, when you do that, coming from where your heart is, that energy, those feelings aren't stuck and they can't hurt. Because when you do something from the heart, when you do something in that feel-good space of love, nothing bad, nothing negative lives there. It's just the good stuff lives there. So that's why I believe it's unstuck and unhurt. So what is love? How do we show others our love, the love that we have for them? What are some of the things that you do with your mom, with your dad, your grandma and your grandpa, if you have sisters and brothers, your aunts and uncles? Do you have any pets? Do you have more than one pet? It would seem like the more people you know, your cousins, your friends, and you would think, wow, I know all these people and my pets, and I love everybody. I love them all. How is that possible? How can I just have so much love? Am I going to run out? No, you're not going to run out. You can never run out of love. So how do we show others when you go and you do something for them, you help them clean up something that got messy, when you hug someone who's feeling sad, when you hug someone just because your heart is feeling really good and you run up to them and say, I love you, Mommy, I love you, Daddy, or I love you, Mom, I love you, Dad. If you choose to play with someone that doesn't have anyone to play with, or hang out with someone that doesn't have anyone to hang out with, that's another way we show love. Even if you don't know the person that well, does it mean you love the person? Or is it because of the love that's in your heart and you want to show and share that, you want to connect with that? That's love. When you share your toys and you share your food, say it's something you really, really like, candy, ice cream, things like that, a piece of cake, and you share it with someone because them to be able to enjoy it. You want them to be able to feel good, because when you have some of it, it feels good, and when you want to give them some, you see how they're enjoying it. And that makes them feel good. It makes you feel good. That's love. So when you're helping someone with their chores, with their homework, how about tying shoes? Now, some of these things, I mean, it's not all about what you do for others. Those things are done for you too, by people around you, right? When someone drives you to the movies, they drive you to the store, you over to someone's house, you go shopping, and they tuck you in at night, they buy you that favorite toy, they made something special for you, you made something special in school, and you bring it home, you're so excited, your heart is just bursting with happiness. Okay, you want to give this to a person because you made it and you really like it and you want them to be happy, you want them to have it. That's love. And how about listening? When we listen to someone, where everybody's such in a hurry, we go and we get up and we're rushing around to get washed and dressed and out the door, and we're going to school, we're going to work, we're going to the babysitters, we're going over to practice, whether it's sports or music lessons, and going to the show and going to parties and celebrations and everything. We're rushing out over the door there, and we get there and we're having all the fun and laughing and joking with everyone. And so listening to someone else. Sometimes just taking that time out to listen to what they have to say. Because sometimes we're in such a rush, we forget to listen. We're so busy talking. We want to tell everyone, this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did. And that other person, they'd like to say same thing. Look at what I did. Here's what I did. Here's what I did. So sometimes being quiet and listening to someone else shows them that you love them. So love isn't just a feeling. It's how we behave towards one another. It's how we behave when we're with one another. It is also the things that we don't do. Aha, got you on that one. Things that we don't do. We don't yell back at someone when they've yelled at us. If someone is upset and angry, you're going to want to yell back at them. You're going to want to say, hey, stop that. Sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes what you can do to help, because if it's grown-ups doing it or people bigger than you or you just don't know what to do, there are ways that you can, excuse me, there are ways that you can actually change the large feeling by going somewhere and sitting down and getting very quiet. And then you go ahead and you just keep breathing in and out, and you relax. And if anyone out there is familiar with the meditation, how to meditate or pray, that is what you can do. You just send love to those people. I'm going to do a little meditation exercise in a little while. And then we're going to do that and work with the heart so that you know how to do something in case people need it. And it doesn't have to be when someone's angry. It can also be that if someone's sad or they're lonely or you miss them or they're missing somebody else that isn't around, you can do that too. And you don't have to just do it like with people. You could do it with your pets, too, or for your pets. There are a lot of songs out there. There are songs, I posted a couple on my Facebook page for this invite here that told people that the show is going on today. And one is, what this world needs now is love, sweet love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Just for one, but for everyone. And those are some of the words. You didn't like my singing? I never said I was a singer. So if you're laughing, I'm laughing too. It's okay. And then there's another one about this crazy little thing called love. And there are a few of them. There are a few different songs. I'm sure you can find a bunch of them. And all having to do with love. And some are fun and some are sad, but it's something. We all want love. We all need love. We can't survive without love. And even if someone is feeling badly inside and they're not being nice, or there are some people they're just not nice, do you go up to them and say, hey, you need to love people? No, they're not going to understand what you're talking about. What you can do is you can go ahead and do what I said before, is you can go into a quiet space, sit down and relax, do some breathing to relax, do your prayer, do your meditation, and then you can send them love. And I'll show you how to do that. We'll do that in a few minutes coming up, in about 5 minutes or so. Again, I'll give you the phone number. You can call in and you can talk to me. You can ask me questions. You can tell me some experiences that you've had. That phone number again is 619-924-0837. So, now, I don't know if you have brothers and sisters. I have a sister, and I have a brother. And we get along. Sometimes we don't get along. Even when you're grown-ups, that happens. So, what do you do? You say, do I have to go around loving everybody all the time? Well, when you go ahead and it's something that comes from the heart, it's your emotions and feelings and just the way you go throughout the day, you don't have to try and focus on that all the time. What you can do is just keep that open. Now, you don't want to take in, if somebody's yelling and screaming at you and they're not being nice to you, you don't want to stay there if you don't have to and take it from them. I'm not saying if you're getting yelled at from your mom and dad for something you did wrong. But at another time when you're sitting down and you can do the sitting down, the little meditation prayer and doing the energy work of the heart, and that will help change. And maybe it won't change right away, but it will change over time, sometimes quickly, sometimes not so quickly. But you can do it, and we are all the same. We're all connected because we are all have energy. And, here we can do a little experiment right now. If you take your two hands, open them up, and put them in front of you, facing one another, keep your fingers together and have the palms of your hands, about as wide as your face, apart from one another, in front of you like that. And then you start moving your hands just back and forth a little bit. And then you get closer and you're going, you're moving your hands, both of them at the same time, in a little bit, out a little bit, in a little bit, out a little bit. And you keep doing that and you get closer and closer, and like you're pushing the air that's in between the hands. You're pushing the air together and you pull your hands out just a little bit, and you do that. You don't want your fingers or hands touching, but you can feel that in between your hands. And then you can pull them out a little bit and you go back and forth a little, and you feel how far away that you keep feeling that energy. Everybody has that. When we don't have good feelings, or somebody's doing that to somebody else, is what happens with that is that you're sending that energy out, those emotions, those feelings out to somebody. And what will happen is that can come right back at you, and you don't want that. So what we do is we go ahead and change that. And you don't, like, if you are doing it to somebody else, right, and it goes out to that other person and it comes back to you, what's going to happen? Because they can push it away. And with their thoughts, with their feelings, with their mind, they can push it away. And it's going to come back to you. What's going to happen to you? What's going to happen is that you could end up not feeling good. And since that's what you had sent, we're trying to send out to somebody else, you don't want that either. You don't want to get sick and you don't want all this the bad stuff. So we don't want to do any of that. And that, that goes into the struggle of trying to think, okay, is that my feelings or is that my mind? Am I thinking that? Which is more powerful? And that was one of the questions earlier. Is it your heart or your mind? who's in charge? They always thought forever. They always thought our mind was in charge. Of course, it's our thoughts. It tells us what to do and what not to do. Nope. They found out that's not true. That's not true at all. The heart is in charge. The mind, your thoughts, your brain, tries to push your heart into doing things. But your heart doesn't like it. Your heart's in charge, and your heart remembers. It remembers different emotions. Like, say, you watch a scary movie, and you get scared at something, somebody jumping out at someone or doing something like that. And so, you know, for the next few days after the movie or for the week after the movie, every time you see something jump, that moved real quick out of the corner of your eye, you jump. And you didn't do it before. You saw this movie, the heart remembers, you were racing, your heart was racing when you were watching the movie, and it got you all excited. And so it has memory. The heart has memory. Now we got a little bit of time left here. And I'm going to do a little exercise with you. You're going to have to get into a comfortable spot. You can lay down, you can sit down, you can be on the couch, you can be on your bed, in a chair. It's okay, just be comfy. Someplace quiet. You choose it. It's okay. Pillows, no pillows. Socks on, socks off. Light on, light off. It's okay. Just someplace comfy. Are you in your spot? Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to go ahead and, if you're sitting up or if you're laying down, it's okay. If you're sitting up, keep your back straight. As straight as you can keep it up. And then you can rest your hands with the palms up on your legs, your thighs, top part of your legs. That's if you're sitting up. If you're laying down, you can just have them next to you with the palms up. And now what I want you to do with your eyes closed, I want you to take a nice, relaxing breath in. And I want you to hold it. 1, 2, 3. Now you can go ahead and very slowly let it out. In your head, I want you to think of the words, relax, body, relax. And go ahead and take another breath, real slow, breathe it in. Hold it, 1, 2, 3. Now slowly let it out, knowing your body is going to relax. And then we're going to do one more. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Now real slow, let that breath out. Your body must feel a lot more relaxed. And what we're going to do now is picture this bright, white, streaming sun up in the sky, and it's shining down on you. And you can feel the warmth of that sun, and it's so bright. It feels so nice and warm and friendly. It feels like a hug. And now the light is starting to shine at the top of your head, and it's going inside your head. And it's shining and filling your head up with this bright, shining, really warm, gentle, white light. And it feels like love. It feels like a hug. And the white light shines down your neck. It shines down into your arms and your fingers, your hands. this white light that feels like a hug, and it's so shiny and feels really good, is shining down into your chest and your back, into your tummy, down into your seat area, and down each leg, and until it reaches your feet and reaches your toes. And it just keeps shining in you and shining in you, and pretty soon it feels like the best hug you've ever had, and you can feel like, wow, it feels like somebody loves me a whole lot. And then you can see in your mind, with your eyes closed, you can see yourself in your mind, in your heart area. And you can see all the sun is shining over where your heart is. Sunshine is shining out your body, all over your whole body. You're just glowing in this beautiful sunshine. It feels really, really good. And the sun is shining out through your heart and filling up the room that you are in until everything is as sunshiny and feels good. Think of people that are in your life, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, aunts and uncles, sisters, brothers, your pets, teachers, friends, cousins, anybody, everybody. And they all gather together for a party. Right? You see them all together in your head. You see all the faces of everybody that you love. Now what you're going to do is you're going to take and you're going to place them inside your heart. And when they get in there, they start filling up with sunshine and that love and that good feeling of hug. And in your mind, like a little whisper inside your head, you tell them, I love you very much. Thank you for being in my life. And then, one by one, you tell everyone there, okay, I love you. I'll see you soon. And thank you. And then they go back into what they were doing and they take all that sunshine with them, that love, and you can see them as they're saying, okay, see you soon, and they say, I love you too. And that's got to feel really, really good. Okay, so now we're going to take a deep breath. Let it out and open your eyes. So that's one way that you can share love with others, and you can send energy. You don't have to have everyone in your heart at the same time, but you can do one person at a time. So thank you for joining me. My name is Marina Leros Naples, and I am the host here at Meeting Ike Series for Children. And tune in again for our next show. Thank you for being here. Bye.